Section 4.
You will hear a speaker talking about repetitive strain injury. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Continuing our series of lectures on occupational health issues, I'd like to talk to you today about a common problem that affects many people, especially those in the workforce: repetitive strain injury, or RSI. RSI results from repeated physical movements which end up doing damage to tendons, nerves, and muscles. This is not a new injury in the workplace, but this issue has become particularly noticeable in the last 20 years, largely due to the increasing importance of computers in the workplace. And it is this area of RSI that I would like to focus on today. The number of people who spend each and every day in front of a computer has resulted in a dramatic rise in injuries to the hands, arms, and shoulders. Not only typing, but also the use of the simple computer mouse is having a detrimental effect, as long periods of repeated movements slowly wear and damage the body. The situation is inevitably intensified if those who feel its effects do not take regular breaks or spend some time considering their body position. For example, in cases of typing-related RSI, the cause can often be found in typing at an angle or sitting too low in their chair, forcing their arms into an unnatural position for the best part of 8 hours a day. One way to prevent a serious case of RSI for people using a computer is to recognize the warning signs that a problem may be developing. There are a number of typical signs, such as tightness, discomfort, stiffness, soreness or burning in the hands, wrists, fingers, forearms, or elbows. This often leads to a feeling of coldness or numbness in the hands. Ignoring these signs can lead to severe damage, in which sufferers are woken at night with the pain, or the symptoms can be felt within moments of typing. In addition, when sitting at a keyboard for extended periods, it is not only your arms that suffer, but also your eyes. Many people sit too close to their monitor, and this leads to a number of other symptoms, particularly headaches and blurred vision. Thankfully, many companies now see the avoidance of RSI as beneficial on a range of levels, such as having happier employees, fewer days of sick leave, and more productivity in the workplace. In larger companies, there is often a department that is specifically tasked with helping employees set up their workstations to be as comfortable as possible. The best place to start is with the desk chair. Chairs should be comfortable, but not to the point of being overly relaxing. The height should be adjusted so that the user's arms are bent at a 90-degree angle when sitting at their desk with both hands on the keyboard. Feet should be flat on the ground, or if this is not practical, on a footstool. There should also be about 10 centimetres between the back of the knees and the front edge of the chair to help keep proper circulation in the legs. Now to the monitor. The monitor should be adjusted so that the top of the screen is just below eye level. This results in a slight forward bend in the neck, which reduces the neck strain that can occur when a monitor is lower or higher. Position the monitor to avoid glare by placing it at a right angle to any light sources or windows, and make sure there is at least a 20-inch distance between the computer screen and the user to avoid eye strain. Another thing that can be done is to change the colours, especially the bright white background common on most word processing software. A light grey has been proven to be much easier on the eyes and is considerably less likely to lead to any kind of repetitive strain. Moving to the keyboard, this should be positioned so the wrists remain straight while typing. Try to avoid using a wrist rest while typing, as this can cause the wrists to bend, placing unnecessary strain on them. Another good practice is to keep your elbows close to the body. As well as being more comfortable, this can actually also increase your typing speed. Finally, of course, is posture. That is, how a person sits at their desk. Even with a good ergonomic setup, poor posture can result in RSI. It is essential to sit up straight, with the back placed at a 90-degree angle to the legs. However, some people find this position a little too rigid, in which case users can lean slightly back rather than towards the screen. Okay, that's about all the time we have today, but next week... That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.